Right now on VFN TV, do you feel like you're living your life on the edge? Well, guess what? Today's program, Dr. Dobson's book, Life on the Edge, we're going to crack open some very key values that will help you live a successful life right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Have you ever been at a point where you feel like your life is on the edge? You're just like, what's going on? All the news, all the bad news, difficult things, stressful times. You're thinking, has everybody lost their mind? Really, what we've really lost in society is our values. What's valuable to us? And Dr. Dobson wrote a book, Life on the Edge. And Dr. Dobson has so much wisdom. I don't know if you remember, for years and years, focused on the family and his program and shared so much wisdom with so many people. Mm. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
And Dr. Dobson, you know, he comes on our program every now and then, yeah. And you hear him, and just lots and lots of wisdom. And this is so important because, you know, values are the very thing that actually are bad or good. And when you live your life out, if they're bad, you start feeling bad in your life.
Yeah.
But if they're good values, when you live your life out, even in the same experiences, you feel good about it.
Yeah.
I write about that in my book, you know, I Will Fight, specifically, that, you know, if you don't know what your values are, you're like a person that doesn't know where they're going, which means you'll go anywhere. And you're not designed to go anywhere. Which means when you show up at places that you're not called to be, you're going to be a very miserable person. And you won't know why you're miserable because you didn't find out what your values are.
So true.
And I encourage you, if you haven't yet, you know, gotten the book, we have it for you available free at vfnkb.com. It's called I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. And one of those strategies is finding out your values. And we have a way to be able to help you do that in the book. So make sure you get your free copy today. Now, Dr. Dobson's book is Life on the Edge, and he's talking specifically 38 values, right?
38 values in this one chapter. We're just going to pull some neat, you know, values out for you. You're not going to get to all of them, but we're going to share them with you. Here's the first one. So the first value we're going to look at is found in Matthew 6:33, and I think this is probably the most important value. Foundational value.
It's the first, right?
It's the first.
Seek first.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
That's so powerful because so often people, you can seek everything.
Everything.
But don't seek the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you, because it doesn't work.
No.
But all these things are added to you.
On the back end.
Right, which is everything that you need. The whole list prior to that is everything you need
for life.
That's
so important. How many times have we spoken to people and you interact and everyone's chasing all these other things. And it's like, wait a minute. And then they'll try to fit God second or third or last. It's like, listen.
15 minutes on a Sunday, right?
I'll just breeze through. Right. I'll listen to a teaching on the way to work. It's like, no, make God your priority.
Right.
Seek his will first, his kingdom. And all these other things that you're concerned about and God's concerned too, he'll add them to you. He'll figure it out.
And the thing about it is God's into you.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a believer, he is in you and he wants you to succeed. He wants you to succeed. So why would you not want to work with your life coach who's going to help succeed in life? So seek what the life coach himself, God, the author of life, has for you. So I would definitely say seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Number one. Let the main thing be the main thing. That's the main thing.
Good.
Number two, the universe and everything in it will someday pass away and be made new by the Creator. Therefore, the events of today that seem so important are not really very significant, except those matters that will survive the end of the universe, such as, of course, securing your own salvation and doing the work of the Lord.
That's so true, isn't
That's
it?
That's true.
You think about it, when you're... been beside many deathbeds, you know, in law enforcement and ministry, people only have two regrets.
Two.
They don't say, man, I just wish I would have bought a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Or I wish I would have done another business deal. Or I wish I would have ran for political office. They say, I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm about to leave them. And I wish I would have done more for God because I'm about to see him.
Yeah.
Those are two regrets, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
They say, Call the pastor. What's his name?
What's
again?
His name?
What's his name? Yeah. Get him in here. Right?
I've been thinking about a third one too. It's like, yeah. What kind of life did I live?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like, what happened there? What did I do?
That could be an exciting conversation and thoughts. Or I know somebody once that was just terrified at the life that they lived, a selfish life and just focused on themselves, and it was all about them. But at that point, we know at that point, I mean, even this one particular man that was an atheist and he was going, you know, end of life care, he was putting on himself.
Yeah.
At the last moment, you know what he said? But what if there's a God? I mean, even he knew at that one moment.
Yeah.
Because there is a God. Every man who knows in his own heart that God created him. So you definitely want to be able to live a life that's meaningful beyond this life,
yeah.
Right?
I heard someone say, yesterday's over with, tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's why we call it the present. But if you don't take advantage of the gift that God gave you, at the end of the day, you're going to say, what did I do with this? And there are no redos in life.
No.
Once it's done, it's done. Something about life. Once it's over, it's finished.
But what's so cool is if you're hearing this, it means you're alive.
Come
and
on.
You have a chance to do something different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important to understand. It doesn't matter what age you are, you can begin to eliminate those regrets today by making right choices today.
That's
right?
Beautiful. You're right.
It's true.
Number three, we're talking about values from the book Life on the Edge from Dr. James Dobson. This is the way to be successful in life. Here it comes. Drum roll. Treat every person as you want to be treated. Look for ways to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs around you. Suppress your desire to be selfish and to seek unfair advantage over others. Try to turn every encounter with another person into a new or stronger friendship. Then, when this confidence with people is combined with hard work, your future is success and assured.
That sounds like Washington, D.C.
Now, he tricked us with that one because he packed a whole bunch.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
A whole bunch in there.
It's beautiful.
But we really can take about
this
that.
This is definitely a VFNKB success secret.
For
a
sure.
Doubt.
For
VFNKB success secret.
So treat every person as you want to be treated. That's pretty important.
Golden rule.
Golden rule. Look for ways to meet the physical and emotional and spiritual needs around you.
That's so important because you think about it. If you want to be successful, help other people become successful.
No doubt.
And at that point, you have become successful.
Yeah.
Because there's not a greater feeling than empowering other people to be successful. But you'll find out success will follow you when you help other people achieve their success. So that's huge.
That's huge. Yeah. I like this one. Suppress your desire to be selfish and to seek unfair advantage over others. You know
I think
what?
America's failing at this one right now.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
That's the big, if we had this value, we would listen to each other.
Yeah.
And we would assume they're coming from a good standpoint and just hear what they had to say and then respond back to them, is this what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then they feel heard.
It's a huge culture in America where people are just out for self, you know? And if they lie to themselves or they believe the lie, that if I don't look after me, no one's going to look after number one, right?
But
that's not the truth.
But it's true. Media's building that narrative inside of people. Education.
Yeah.
Our education people in the education mountain, they've been teaching it's all about you.
Yeah.
And since for decades now, it's been all about you. They've been saying that. And so it's created this whole value being taken away. And people are miserable amidst the highest levels of suicide, teen suicide, men suicide in their 50s and late 40s. And it's just a sad culture because we left our values.
If you've never done something for somebody else without expecting anything in return, and you haven't experienced the joy and the happiness with blessing others, you're missing out. You know, and when we start living a consistent lifestyle of doing that, things just automatically change. Let's look at another one.
We're going to break, but we come back from the break. Listen, comment below. What are your thoughts right now on these particular values? Powerful, isn't it? Comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. How have these values impacted your life? And the second question is, now that you know them and you haven't had those values even taught to you, now that you know them, how do you think they're going to impact your life? John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we have at least 6 more values to talk about. I think they're going to encourage you and inspire you and help you to reflect on, you know, how have you been living your life and what type of values you want to begin to start implementing immediately, like today. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator. I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now at vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to vfntv.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So Dr. Dobson's book, Life on the Edge, we're talking about these at least 10 values
at
from
least
his book.
10.
Now the next value you want to talk about, John?
Yes, number four. Mm-hmm. Comparison is the root of all feelings of inferiority, and the moment you begin examining other people's strengths against your most obvious weakness, your self-esteem starts to crumble.
Say it again.
Yeah, I got to say that one again. Comparison is the root of all feelings of inferiority. The moment you begin examining other people's strengths against your most obvious weakness, your self-esteem starts to crumble.
So you're saying then social media is the one biggest enemy of someone's self-esteem.
Of course.
Because they're looking at people's, fix-up
looking
profiles.
And comparing. If they're comparing
their best
themselves.
Life is on social media.
It's not really their best life. It's their
fake life. Fake news.
Best 1 second of their life, because the picture's
right.
1 second, you know? After that, they go back
to being
sad.
You see a family member like, I don't even know who this person, I thought I knew who this person was. Who is this person, right?
Is that a smile? Wait a minute.
Is that right? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's just 1 second.
Yeah.
But you see that a lot. Even the Bible, warns us and encourages us by saying, those who compare themselves by themselves are not wise.
Right.
And it's really not a wise thing to do, because we all have failings. We all have challenges and shortcomings. God is the one who's moving in our lives. We don't need to be comparing ourselves.
Right.
But there's so many people suffer from low self-esteem, not because they're down on themselves. It's because they're looking at other people. Get your eyes off of people and get your eyes on the Lord.
The thing about the Lord, and I also talk about this in my book, I Will Fight, is that God only expects you to do and be successful with what he's given you.
Yeah.
So he, for example, give an example that one he gives one talent to, one he gives two talent to, and one he gives five talents to, I believe. And he only comes back and says, what did you do with the one? So if you're looking at social media at the person who has five talents and they're bragging, I got five, you only got one. God's not going to compare you to that, but that actually will destroy you, because you won't think you're one is important. As a matter of fact, the one with the one talent, Jesus said, was fearful and buried their talent, and he called him wicked and lazy. So that's actually, and he's something about whipping and gnashings of teeth. What's a good? So comparison is a very dangerous thing, and you're the only you there is. If you just think about this, if you start become just be who you are, the world is going to discover your gift.
Yeah.
And if they don't discover you, when they see you, they miss the gift, because you're the only you that's out there. And if snowflakes are unique, every single one of them, we're all unique, creating the image and likeness of God. Every fingerprint's different. DNA's different. Why? Because there's only one you. Be you. You're the only one that could be you. Right?
Don't be a cheap copy. Be an awesome original.
Yeah.
Be an awesome original. And you're son or daughter of the king.
I mean, correct.
I can't get much better than that.
No.
All right, number five. As a general rule, don't risk what you can't afford to lose. That's a good one.
So you're saying don't borrow any money? Or what?
Well, no, listen. What? So many times people just take life frivolously. They take their personal life, their health, they take their finances, they take relationships for granted until they're gone. And I hate that statement. You don't know what you have until you lose it.
Yeah.
Why? That's so foolish. We can take time to really appreciate the things that we do have in our lives.
Isn't it amazing how bad people treat people that is right there with them? like they're going to be with them forever.
Mm.
And like 50%, like marriage ends, 50% ends in a divorce, right? 50%?
Isn't that amazing? Because you never see a bride or a groom sad in their wedding day photo. They're all smiling.
Well,
it's the happiest day
in
their life.
Happy? I saw that bill coming up. Right?
Most of them I see are happy. Yeah. But yet 50% of those relationships
end in divorce.
Right.
And then it's like 80% of second times of trying it, then it's a divorce. Because it's really not about them, it's about us and what we're willing to do. And start treating people with value. And think about this. Not only are they your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife, if they're all believers, they're Jesus.
Mm.
He said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you've done it unto me. So for a man to be bad towards his wife is to be bad towards Jesus if they're Christians. If the wife is to be dishonoring, disrespectful to her husband, she's being disrespectful to Jesus.
Yeah.
If we're doing that to a Christian child, I mean, to anybody in general, But it's a direct assault on Jesus when we do that. And so mm-hmm. it's important to honor when you think about that. But why risk any relationship, right?
It happens.
Yes.
It happens. But we need to be careful, right?
Yes.
So number six, if you're going through difficult times today, hold steady. It will change soon. If you're experiencing smooth sailing and easy times now, brace yourself. It will change soon. The only thing you can be certain of is change.
It's going to happen. Change is coming.
Whether you're experiencing good times or whether you're right. experiencing some really low periods of times,
right.
hold on. You know, I remember telling a very close friend and brother, really, this too shall pass. Just hang in there. This too shall pass.
Yeah, it's important. So you're understanding that, you know, sometimes you think things are going to last forever.
Yeah.
And think about all the times you thought that. And it doesn't actually happen. Nothing lasts forever other than eternity.
Right.
And you can get through. This came to pass. Right. Scripture said, this came to pass. So it came, but it's going to pass. And sometimes you just got to wait it out. There's some seasons, you know, we talked about before that you just got to get through. And it could be some of the most difficult times. But if you'll realize, like Pastor John Kilpatrick was told, I forget who he's told it by, but he says, everything has a shelf life.
Mm.
Everything has a shelf life. Like food has a shelf life. Seasons have a shelf life.
And when it's over,
it's over. It's gone. It's done. Chunk it out. It's over with.
Get rid of it.
It's gone.
Because some people act like life is supposed to be easy and you're never going to, you know, experience setbacks, trials. But it's actually the complete opposite. Life is filled with challenges all on its own. So I always say, don't add to the misery, you know what I mean? Seek God in it, get past through it, and enjoy every phase. Because God is the great redeemer. Look to redeem even the trials, the great times and those joys. I see people not even take time to celebrate them either. Celebrate all aspects of life.
So I have a question for you. Have you gone through a season in your life, you know, where you felt it was never going to end, but it did end? Listen, comment below. I want to hear about those seasons. And I got a question for you. Do you know somebody right now that's going through a season and they're thinking it's forever? Somebody you could encourage. Comment below. We want to hear it. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. As a matter of fact, actually share the video as well. If you haven't done that, you know, share it with a friend. Encourage them. Think about these values, how important they are. And also follow us on Spotify. We're on Spotify now. Download our podcast on iTunes and Google Play and rate us. When you rate us, it goes all the way. It's a computerized system. When you go there and go 5-star, rate us in the Apple Store, for example, and you write a comment in there like you like the way that John's looking today,
hey.
You like the program, it automatically makes it come up and maybe 20 countries will get to hear the next time on VFN TV because you're reaching the world. We're called to be a witness, right?
Media missionaries.
That's it, man. Hey, what's next?
Number seven.
No, after the break.
Oh, after the break. We've got three more. These are top three. You don't want to miss them. Three more values that are going to inspire you, encourage you, and possibly help you to consider to change your life and to incorporate these values in them. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. We are about to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like this nation has never seen before. It is time for the redeemed of the Lord to claim the promises of God in His opening. Things are changing. Things are changing. You can't stop it. It's changing. God is moving.
God has been moving you from glory to glory, from greater to greater.
Today on Minute with Maxwell, we're going to talk about the word extraordinary. It comes from Sheridan Smith from Tasmania, Australia. I want you to know that extraordinary is just ordinary with the word extra in front of it. In other words, A lot of things are ordinary, but to make them extraordinary, you've got to add to what is already average. In other words, extraordinary starts with average. What's average? I don't know. But whatever average is, that's where you start. And then you put in extra on it to go beyond average. In other words, you take average time that many people spend to be successful, and you put extraordinary time, and that means you spend more time to be successful. It means that you take resources that would be ordinarily help you and be average, and you put extra in it, and you get more resources, and all of a sudden, you're able to add value to yourself and add value to others more. It means that you have an average attitude, an ordinary attitude, and then you smile when you don't want to smile, and you turn the other cheek, and you walk the second mile, and all of a sudden you become extraordinary. By the way, the gap between ordinary and extraordinary can be bridged by one word, and that is effort. People that put in an extra effort become extraordinary.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're going to our next value. These are values from Dr. Dobson's book, Life on the Edge, and they're really values for life.
Absolutely.
John, what's next?
Number 7, don't marry someone with intolerable characteristics in the hopes of changing him or her.
Good.
If you can't live with someone, he says, who drinks, or someone who isn't a Christian / godly person, or someone who isn't clean, then don't marry that kind of person. The chances of miraculous improvements or changes in behaviors are slim. What you see is
what you
get.
And if it bothers you before you're married, if it makes like a certain sound,
yeah.
You know, like, sound, right? Like if he smacks and it kind of bothers you before you marry.
He or she
smacks. And then all of a sudden, when you get married, you're like 5 years into this thing.
Oh, man.
It's like...
it's going to be rough.
Pow, 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 just to it. Because, you know, if you didn't like it to begin with, I like one of the rules was it 12 rules that Jordan Peterson. Is he, don't let your children do stuff that you
don't like or hate.
You'll
wind up hating them or something.
You won't like your kids. And so this is somebody, don't get in a marriage with somebody that openly you're doing things, and some people want to, I could change him.
Yeah.
I could change her.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't work.
Is it a dream?
Well, or a nightmare.
Or a
nightmare. Number 8.
Hey, no, yo no hablo. So, hey, I don't know if we have enough time for number 8.
Oh, we have time? Well, we got to get this. Let's see if we get this going. Most loneliness results from insulation rather than isolation. In other words, we are lonely because we insulate ourselves, not because others isolate us.
So we're going to be the crowd, but we're insulating ourselves from life.
Then we say, but no one likes me. No one's my friend.
Yeah, right.
No one talks to me.
Oh,
I don't know anybody.
And why is it always nasally when you hear that, right?
It's like, stop it.
It is.
Stop
always
it.
Nasally.
Yes.
Yeah, a bored person is a boring person.
Yes, they are.
They're thinking that life just happens.
Yeah.
They don't realize you got to get involved in it. And so this life, though, you think about it, with all the digital things and everything that's going on, it's all about insulating you from the realities of life. So you actually got to push past what everybody else is doing to have authentic relationship. I want to be able to pray with you. But first, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Have you lived an insulated life? Do you feel like you got to get out there and say, you know what? I am not going to live that way anymore. I'm going to get involved in life. And we want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Let me pray for you. Father God, I just thank you right now for our audience. I just bless them, Lord. Give us all grace to walk with these values, Lord God, that we would have these values in our heart and our mind, Father God. Lord, I just pray a blessing and healing over our audience, God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we ask you, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people, I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God, you can go back and watch that on BFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ. You loved each other. You ate together. You blessed each other. You blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so, when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go, and there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me, so I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And if it's, I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.